What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we have another Monday motivation. All right, I didn't want to really waste time with the intro music, and I want to get straight into the content today. But first and foremost, I want to let you know, if you're not connected with us via social media, be sure to connect with us on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever podcast and whatever streaming provider you have. But our handle is SYS Podcast 1, and that's SYS Podcast 1. Be sure to connect with us, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, because that way we can stay connected with you and hear what you're doing and just hear your feedback, your comments, and even your episodes suggestions. But today I want to talk about changing the narrative. And this is a spinoff from the episode that we dropped this past Friday, where we were talking about helping us ultimately not blame shift any longer. But I want to add a little bit more to that, add a little extra sauce on to that dish, add a little extra dressing onto that turkey, add a little more icing on that cake. Because I believe each and every one of us, whatever job or career that we currently have, if you're currently working as a teacher at a school, if you're currently working as an executive assistant, or currently working as a CEO or a boss or an admin, whatever your role might be, I want you to change the narrative today. And I'm not saying that to truly challenge what your position is, but I'm telling you to change the narrative because I want you to truly analyze and assess where you are right now. And are you truly happy going into a facility or going into a particular job, working X amount of hours a day? Or are you truly happy making certain that you work those 40 hours a week, 45 hours, 50 hours, 60 hours? Are you happy knowing that you're going to work those hours and at the same time, you're thinking about your son's game that you're missing? You're thinking about your daughter being awarded a particular award or credential, but you're not able to make that because you're in a position now to where you're like, okay, well, wait, what can I switch around? But wait, let me stay here to get the benefits. But wait, let me put this in position for my pension. Change the narrative today. And once again, let me take a step back, because I don't want you to think I'm coming at you too strong, because y'all are the successors. I love y'all. Like, I really have an affinity toward each and every one of you who listens to whatever episode that you listen to for whatever amount of time that you listen to it for, because I'm grateful for each and every one of you all. While at the same time, by me being grateful for your ears being lended to these episodes, I wouldn't be doing you any justice if I didn't challenge you to a higher level of living, to a higher standard. And I'm saying that because I challenge myself on a daily basis. I'm pushing to generate a product that will easily net me six figures. I'm pushing to shift my tax bracket. I'm pushing to learn more. I'm pushing to invest more in myself, in my business, in my relationship. And if I'm doing that for myself, and like I said in the last episode, my dad says, your life informs your business. If I'm doing that in my life, and by us being connected by way of this podcast, if I didn't do that for you, then I wouldn't do you any justice. So I'm challenging you to change the narrative, whatever area of your life you're saying, well, this needs to be changed. I don't like this. I don't like having to do blank. I don't like feeling like blank. And if you're in that space whatsoever, my friend, then I'm talking to you. For some of you might say, John, I don't know how to get out of this space. I don't know what we're doing. I don't even know where to start, from where. I don't know what that looks like. If that's the case, then I want you to go to my website, jonathanjonespeaks.com. And on my website, I have a tab at the top. There's a few of them. The first one says free book. If you're interested in just getting started, I would love for you to get a copy of my book. And right now, I'm signing the last few supplies that last. So we have a few more books left. And we might get in another order. But either way, you can get that for free. You can just, you just cover the shipping. But you can get that for free if you're just, you know, you're saying you just want to get started. But then right beside it, there's another tab that says coaching. And you can apply for me to have a conversation with you, and we have a talk, and we just see how I can better serve you ending this fourth quarter, preparing to go into 2020. But the topic of today's episode, like I've gone in already on the first half, is changing the narrative. The second half is creating generational wealth. And this could be a different episode all on its own, and I'm probably going to come back and make it a different episode. But at the same time, I want you to understand that you have the ability to create generational wealth. A lot of individuals, they have family members who are passing on to be with the Lord and passing on to go where they go. I don't know where they're going. Okay. At the same time, people are crying because as these individuals are leaving, now they're trying to figure out, well, what do we do for a funeral? What do we do for a casket? How much is this? How much is a plot? How much is that? And they're in a space to where they're now worried and fretful, if that's a word, all because they're trying to figure out, well, how are we going to pay for this funeral? How are we going to pay for dad's burial? How are we going to pay for mom's burial? So now it's more traumatic than it initially was, because now, according to certain statistics, 7 out of 10 Americans are living from check to check. So if you're living from check to check, and then an abrupt, random tragedy takes place, who pays for it? If you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes for a second. And I want you to ask yourself, If I chose an area to generate generational wealth, where would that be? One more time. If I chose an area to generate generational wealth, where would that be? What particular field? What particular area of expertise? What particular market would that be in? And I want you just to begin to think about that. Just daily. If I was to generate generational wealth, where would that be? Would it be real estate? Would it be personal development? Would it be insurance? What would it be? Would it be a car lot? What would it be? And I'm bringing this to the forefront because I'm tired of seeing our people being put in a position to where they can't afford to get the things that they want, even on top of that, they really can't even afford to get the things that they need. And seeing that, that hurts my heart. Seeing a mother having to work 2 and 3 jobs so that she can just get the bare minimum for her child for school. Seeing a father work overtime and be so exhausted when he returns home that he doesn't have time to pour into his son or his daughter, but he's able to hand them a check. Generational wealth is putting positions and systems in place so that ultimately the next generation can be fruitful, the family can be sustained, and we can then begin to position our youth to create the life and business that they've always dreamed of. Or maybe even providing them with tools that they could utilize to create the life that they desire to see. So we talked about a few things today. The first thing was taking time to change the narrative. You got to change the narrative. What do you want your legacy to be? Do you want people to stand up at your funeral and say, well, hey, this young lady, Yolanda, man, she was so impactful. She touched so many lives, and she was able to do it by connecting with people on the heart level. She connected with people by pouring into them, by directing them to scripture, by showing them what life they could desire to live if they invested and if they went all in for themselves. People are so scared to invest in themselves, even if it's time. We're investing so much energy. We're investing so much of everything, everywhere else, except in our own mental, our own brain. So change the narrative. And secondly, we talked about taking the time to truly understand generational wealth. I mean, I tap danced on it a little bit. I didn't go too in depth. I'm probably going to bring on a guest and let them really break that down. But my friends, in order for us to generate generational wealth, we have to first get our credit in order. We got to get our taxes in order. We got to operate with integrity and do things the right way. If we don't, then we will certainly crumble. But at the same time, we have the ability to rewrite the narrative. We have the power. We truly have the power to generate generational wealth. But if we don't take a step, we don't take a stance, no one else will. Friends, I want to remind you the importance and the value of these two concepts. Because when you begin to put a system in place to generate generational wealth, when you begin to put a system in place to rewrite the narrative, now you're seeing what other people truly can experience. So today, before we get out of here, we're not even gonna do no outro music. I just want this to sit in your spirit. I want you to feel this. But I want to talk just for a moment about taking the time and putting these things in place. We need it. It's mandatory. So the next generation can speak their success, believe in their greatness, and create the life and business of their dreams. But we got to get more active with these babies. We got to get more active with the youth. We got to begin to get plugged in mentorship, leadership training to make sure that these students and these young individuals are getting raised up the right way. So my friends, I want to encourage you to connect with us, social media, Instagram, Twitter. You can type in SYS Podcast 1. If you're on Facebook, and LinkedIn, we're there as well. You can type in Speak Your Success Podcast and it will certainly come up. My friends, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Take care, my friends, and comment below if you have any questions, concerns, or even episode suggestions. We would love to hear from you. And until next time, take care and God bless.